I'm going to reread the epistle lesson, because as God comes to us to strengthen us this morning, the text for our message is from Paul's letter to the Romans at the 9th chapter. Now, this seems to be a kind of a really a 180-degree turn for the Apostle Paul, because in the 8th chapter, he talks about all those being in Christ, and that nothing's going to separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus our Lord. And now, he kind of takes out the whip a little bit, if you will. I speak the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience confirms it in the Holy Spirit. I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart, for I could wish that I myself were cursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, those of my own race, the people of Israel. Theirs is the adoption as sons. Theirs is the divine glory, the covenants, the receiving of the law, the temple worship, and the promises. Theirs are the patriarchs, and from them is traced the human ancestry of Christ, who is God over all, forever praised. Amen. I want you to think about that text. I want you to think about your life. And I want you to think about how valuable you are, how precious that you are. In the 1880s, you know, in the 1880s, they have horses and men who would ride horses, and you would deliver news by different kinds of ways. Well, in the 1800s, the governor of Missouri decided to pardon a criminal. And so, in order for him to pardon a criminal, he had to send those papers by horseback. And so he picked out a guy, and he said, I want you to bring these papers to that prison. And he named the prison. And so the guy got on his horse, and he was traveling at a breakneck speed, because he didn't have that much time. And all of a sudden, the highwayman came out from the rocks and stopped him, beat him up, stole his horse, stole all of his valuables except the papers of pardon for a criminal that the governor was pardoning. And so he limped his way as much as he could, and he was even crawling up to the gates of that prison, and he handed the warden those papers from the governor that pardoned a criminal that all thought should die. And then the man fainted, went unconscious, had to be cared for. And as soon as he woke up, the warden was there, and he says, why did you do it? Why would you bring these papers for a man that everyone thought should die? And he looked at the warden and he said, you don't understand. You do not understand. I was a criminal once too. And I was pardoned and forgiven of all that I did. I had to make it here for that one man. I want you to think about your life. I want you to think about the sins that you have committed in thought, word, and deed. I want you to think about how criminal you are. I want you to think about the dirt that you have on you, the sins that you have committed in thought, word, and deed against those you love and those you have problems with. Those that really look criminal in your eyes. I want you to think about that. And I want you to think about that it isn't easy for us to live. And here the Apostle Paul is turning tables on his own people. He grew up an Israelite. He grew up knowing the laws. He grew up as a Jewish man. And now the Lord had come to him and turned him around. told him about Jesus. And here he's given to his brothers and sisters the Jewish faith. He says, you got all of this stuff and you still don't understand. You don't understand that the Christ is coming from your midst. That the Christ who is here to redeem you of all your sins is foretold Messiah. The Messiah who's coming has come. And now you're rejecting him. You're rejecting all that you've had. All that came to you. There are times we turn our backs on God. There are times that, we just bristle when we hear the word of God. And there are times that we want to say something to our friends and our neighbors, but we know once we say it, they're going to turn away from us. Once they know that we're Christian, that we believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior, the one that we don't even see, they're going to say, really? You believe in that? Are you sure? You don't believe in what you can sow, what you can reap? You don't believe in going out and doing it yourself? You have to believe in this Christ, the Son of God? This is what God gives to us in his word. Just like the Apostle Paul is telling his brothers and sisters about Jesus, God is telling that to us in his word. And remember, in Isaiah, God did tell us that as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, my word will not return to me void. God will accomplish things. He's asking us to be the sowers. He's asking us to sow his word in the heart and life of other people. And we know that we want instant gratification. We want other people just to come in here and cram in Mount Moriah. We don't understand that it takes time because we want instant gratification. We're impatient when our coffee takes 10 minutes to perk. We're impatient when the washer doesn't seem to be over quick enough so we can take our showers and get on with our day. We're impatient when the car doesn't start immediately. We're impatient when that person in front of us is going 55 and we want to go 65. We're impatient, aren't we? We're sinners. Yeah. God tells us one thing and we turn around. No, I can't do that, God. I can't do that. God says, yes, you can. Because you're my witnesses. I want you to think about have care with travel. Care. I want you to think about that one word, care. Because that in itself is a hard word for us to understand. To have care for people. Who have care for those who are hurting. To have care for all those around us. Now that's a take off of something else. In 1957, and for six seasons, there was a show on TV called Half Gun Will Travel. All right, there's some older people that remember that show. It's like The Rifleman, It's a real old show, black and white. But this guy would hand his business card and he would have that gun and he would travel. And you know what it means, half gun with travel? And I'm going to use this as us, as Christians. Half gun will travel literally means I'm ready to go. I'm up for the challenge. I want you to take that and property into half care will travel. I'm ready, I'm willing, I'm able, I'm up to the challenge of caring for those who are hurting. We all know hospice, and we know hospice nurses. While my dad was dying in 1990, my dad was cared for by hospice nurses. And that was just beginning to take hold of the medical field at that time, where nurses would go to the house and care for those who were dying. And that hospice is there to care. We're here to care. We're here to care for the spiritually sick and wounded. That's what Mount Moriah is all about. That's what you are all about in this world, that God has you here to care for others, to care for those who are spiritually sick, who need to hear about Jesus. You see, God has a place for you right here. And as God has a place for you here, you're going to bloom. Because he is using you through the power of the Holy Spirit. We're going to have a baptism here in 2 weeks. Then we're going to have a mission speaker here on September 17th. And if that message was, I got it from you or Eileen, that we're going to have a meal after, we're going to have a meal after that message on the 17th. I'm not going to try and pronounce his first name. It's Pastor Lee. He's from the district office. He's a missionary, and he's going to tell you about Jesus, but it's really exciting. He's going to tell you about his life, too, and that's really exciting. He's going to be here to share Jesus with you. And you can share Jesus with each other and with those out in the community. That's what we're here for, is to share Jesus. There's a couple other challenges that I've got for you. It was that challenge. Another challenge is to look into the hymnal, and I want you to write down your favorite hymns from the hymnal so we can import them in the worship service, because I need help. I need help in picking out music. And that's a challenge that I've got for you, that you will also be involved in caring, and caring for those who are spiritually sick and injured and wounded. There's a couple other challenges that I'll share, and I'll share them through the September newsletter, that you will be able to understand, and a challenge that is going to be set before you, because you indeed are those individuals who have care to travel, and because you are concerned for others of Jesus Christ, that you are concerned about the spiritual welfare of others. And remember, brothers and sisters in Christ, you don't do it on your own. You don't do it by your own power and strength. You do it by the power and the strength of the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit is using you. And the Spirit is using all of us here at Mount Moriah to reach out to those who are lost, to those who don't know Jesus, to those who need the forgiveness and the strength of the Lord. And remember, Luther wrote the third explanation of the Creed, "I cannot by my own reason or strength come to the Lord Jesus Christ. But the Holy Spirit calls me by the gospel, enlighten me with his gift, and sanctify me to be holy." This is what it's all about, is sharing Jesus and sharing the spiritual welfare that you have for others in this world. In Jesus' holy name, amen.